Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics Show, and I'm your host, Lee Sayers. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to today's show. Today is Monday, October 5th, 2015. It is 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and it is a wonderful day in Houston. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving me an opportunity to do the I Love Politics show here. I do love politics. I have been a little disappointed over the last few days. I was riding high the week last week when I felt really, really good. I'm trying not to let the events of the day get me down, but there have been a few more incidents of people being killed by police, people killing each other, mass shootings. And it seems as if it's become the norm for Americans. And I look at it and I know we've never, I hear people say, let's make America great again. These are the words of Donald Trump. Let's make America great again. But I know from my perspective, I'm an American. And I have a lot of generations of Americans, my ancestry. And I don't know when this great America was that Trump talks about. But it hasn't been in the lifetime of none of my ancestry. And for that reason, I cannot say let's make America great again. I see America as a human chain. And so as a chain, we know a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So we have links in America that should be stronger, but because of the corruption, the evil, the hatred, the racism, it just is not a reality that we are equal in this country, not yet. We've had some good days, but we've had more bad days than good. But today I want to talk with you about how powerful people devalues your life. And I see that happening every day. Human life is being devalued in America. And it's all because of the almighty dollar. And it's not right. And it does not have to be. And I keep praying that there will be enough rising ups and enough people standing together to say we're not going to continue to take America as it is because we have too many people who should be benefiting that never have benefited. So I want to talk to you today about how powerful people devalues your life. This is what has gone on ever since the beginning of America when Indians' lives were devalued by being their land being taken by people who come here to America on ships, white men, took the land from the people who were here, devalued the people who were here and took their land. White men devalued Africans and brought Africans to America and used Africans for slaves. And now in history books right here in America, the story of slavery is being changed calling Africans immigrants and pretending that Africans came over to America from the 1600s to the 1800s to work. That's devaluing life. That's pretending that there is no one alive in America today who knows the truth. That's not caring that I know the truth. America is crumbling right before our eyes because powerful people are devaluing your life, and we don't have to take that. We can overcome what's happening in America today with votes. Because there are people paid by our tax dollars that have no care for all the citizens of America. This is proven in how politicians pass bills into laws that help Americans, top wealthiest 1% only. They're not helping us all they can to be sure that the top wealthiest 1% have no taxation, no litigation, and no regulations, and that voter suppression is there so that people can be prevented from voting, to bring in people who will do what's right by all citizens. So politicians are working with CEOs across America, stripping America of all the decency and the pride. And it's all about the almighty dollar, do or die. America's wealth surpasses all other countries, yet we have working poor in America. Most Americans are working poor people, and it's the norm. It has become the norm. We have people who are born into poverty, work all their lives, and die poverty in America, and it's the norm, and it's accepted. We have got to value life. We can not any longer allow powerful people devalue our lives. The powerful people is the ones with the money and the ones walking around with the guns and getting paid to kill Americans at will. We're being killed physically and financially and emotionally. And it's not right, and we can prevent it. There are preventable deaths in America every day, and it has become the norm. We do not have to accept this. And if we register and vote, we can stop this. We have got to register more than 75% of this country if we want to make a difference, if we want the best America that we can have. And the best America will include all Americans. We live daily with preventable situations. Powerful people devalue our lives, the lives of the masses. And because racism exists, there is racism in America, and the masses refuse to work together to come up with solutions to get past these sins that's being imposed upon us. We take it. We don't have to. It is preventable. But so die in America every day because of the lack of medical health care. Because powerful people devalue your life. Poor people die younger than rich people in America because powerful people devalues our lives. We have to value our lives ourselves. We have to claim rights not to be shot in America. We have to claim higher wages in America. We have to claim medical care for all in America. We got to claim laws that's going to improve our lives all across America. We have to claim tax dollars for infrastructure so that people can work, so that we won't have bridges falling apart, so that people's lives will be extended. People have to have jobs. We have to claim reproduction rights. It is not the business of when I have a child or how many children that I choose to have. It's my right. And the law of the land says that abortion's rights are legal. And if abortions are legal in America, then it is not up to the government now to shut down places that does not depend on taxpayer dollars for abortions. But we have government shutting them down. So, and what reason? So that private businesses can get money. That's what it's about. Because all our politicians are interested in is to make life better for the wealthiest 1% of us. So we have to claim inclusion. We can no longer allow ourselves to be separated. Separate but equal does not work. We had separate but equal at the Jim Crow laws, and it did not work. Brown versus Board said separate but equal does not work. But we sit back and we allow politicians and CEOs corrupt America. So let me say it another way. We have sat back and allowed corrupt politicians and corrupt CEOs to corrupt this nation. And these corrupt politicians and corrupt CEOs are powerful people, and they are devaluing your life and mine. And because politicians are responsible for our police forces, we have corrupt police forces where police officers walk around with guns and kill people right on the spot. Police officers have been given the right to be the jury, the judge, the executioner. It's not right, America. These things are preventable, America. And we the people have to prevent it. And we will prevent it when we go out and register to vote. We have a voting cycle we're in right now. There will be voting in 2015, next month. You must register to vote. We need at least 75-80% of Americans registered to vote. And we have to acknowledge that all lives does not matter in America. Black lives don't matter in America. The lives of more than blacks are on the line in America. And we have to stand up to make it clear. I stand up for Black Lives Matter. You stand up for Gay Rights Matter. You stand up for whatever right it is that you see being abused. We have Indians in America right today that were never given their reparations. And when they did get something for it here not too long ago, they were still beat out of over $1 billion of what was agreed upon. And the slaves of America have never been provided reparations. The plan was, the goal was, the aim was that Africans would come out of slavery with 40 acres and a mule, and that the plantation owners would be paid cash for the slaves they had to give up. Well, the plantation owners got their money because their lives were valuable and their property were valuable. But the Africans who were now free Americans, their lives were devalued, and it has been devalued ever since. From the day the first African was brought to America, Black life was devalued and is still devalued, and Black lives matter, and we want to make it clear that it does. And the way to do it, we need to register to vote. As in the words of Frederick Douglass, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken adults. Because the powerful people have devoured your life, my life, the life of people we love, because of that, there are millions of Americans today who are broken because corruption has devalued their life, corrupt people, and it's not right, and it's preventable, and we have to prevent it. Our destiny is in our own hands, guys, and there are enough of us to reap the rewards that this country owes us. And when I say us, right now I'm speaking of us as in the masses, the working class, who work and live and die in poverty. Powerful people devalues and destroys lives in America every day. And they don't give a poop, class. We can save lives by depowering these politicians, by depowering these CEOs. We can do it by registering to vote. We can take the voter registration. With voter registration, voter suppression, we can get rid of it. We don't have to put up with that, America. We do not have to. Gun safety save lives. We don't have to put up with people being killed. Every day somebody's being killed with a gun because we don't have, we put more effort in America in registering cars than we do in registering guns. Can't drive a car as easily as you can buy a gun in America, and that's wrong. That's wrong. But the people in power put more value on a person owning a gun and killing people with that gun. Running into, let me read something to you that I found on Twitter, I think day before yesterday, whichever day they put yesterday, about the gun. About the gun. Let me find it if I got it here. Everybody wants to pretend that it's nothing wrong. We don't have no problem when it comes to guns. They say guns don't kill people. People kill people. Yeah. No gun jumped out my closet and shot nobody. And I know people who have guns stolen from them. Ah, look like I don't have it here. It's an article I sure wanted to read about guns. I don't have it. But the article, let me look one more time about guns. Well, here's one. I got it from Twitter. Oh, I don't see I did a retweet on it. I don't see where I retweeted it from. You say, if guns were as regulated as cars, title and tag at each point for sale for a car, a title and tag at each point for sale of a gun. That would be, there is training. You have to train to drive a car. There should be training to own a gun. You have to take a written test to drive a car. We should have the same type of written test to own a gun. You should have to go back and test over and over with the gun because you have to go back over and over. You go every year with your car. You even have to take your body in and determine that you're able to still drive. You don't have to do that with a gun. There are health requirements which must be met for a car. No health requirements for a gun. There is liability insurance that's required on each vehicle. There's no liability required on a gun. You have to go and do renewals and inspections with the car. You don't have to do that with a gun. Life is short. People who own guns, own cars, drive it. It might be there are wrecks with cars, no doubt about it. But there is no person driving that car that goes and takes that car and just jam it into 30 other cars and kill 30 other people, just walk in and kill 30 people with a car. take guns and walk in and kill 20, 30 people, shoot them up with the gun. But the car is got to have all kind of stuff on it. You got to have nothing, nothing but a desire for the gun. That's a problem, America. We put more value on property than we do on lives. We are allowing corrupt politicians and CEOs to devalue our life. CEOs send jobs overseas while Americans remain jobless. Is this good or not? CEOs pay wages. They're paying the wages of the 1980s, but the cost of living has risen constantly. People can't live off 1980 wages, and that's why we have working poor, and that's why people are getting in worse and worse shape every day. No doubt about it. And Americans are working full time and living in poverty full time because CEOs are corrupt. They do not care. Scripture, John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what I see in politicians, especially the GOP today. They're stealing, they're killing, they're destroying. Because when you take away necessities to eat, you take cut food stamps. When you eliminate jobs, when you downsize government jobs, when you won't raise wages, you destroy families. You take food out of the mouths of babies. Hunger is a terrible thing. An adult that's hungry could ball up and cry in pain, and they know it's hunger, the reason they're in pain. But a child that can't recognize what pain, hunger is, but in that pain, it's an abomination to the Lord for the powerful in America to allow our children to be hungry. It's an abomination to the Lord for the powerful in America to allow our children to be gunned down because they don't want to write gun laws and pass them to get guns out of the hands of people before they go crazy. Don't say, well, it's the mentally ill. A lot of people who have guns, when they get them, they're not mentally disturbed. But when people's lives are being destroyed every day, that's why you see these mental issues growing and coming up everywhere. People who people didn't think would do things are doing it. Because a man has to work. A woman has to work. They want to feed their children. They're seeing chaos all around them, and they're not satisfied. And when people are not satisfying something to do, to give them the satisfaction they deserve, they get some type of satisfaction. So what it comes down to is the powerful people devalues your life. Your life means nothing. People see that their lives mean nothing, and when they begin to accept that their lives mean nothing, they act accordingly. It's human nature. And we can fix it. It's preventable. There was a representative in Arkansas, Josh Miller, a decade ago, car accident that left him paralyzed. Medicare paid $1 million for his hospital bill and rehabilitation. This comes from the Arkansas Times. But now, this same Republican representative, he opposes the Medicaid expansion that would help 100,000 other people in Arkansas, saying those people don't work hard enough and just want to abuse prescription drugs. Well, was he abusing prescription drugs? when Medicaid paid out $1 million for him. For him, he needed it, and he got it. But he don't want to see other people in Arkansas get the same tax dollars that he got for his life. See, these are the things that's wrong in America today. Powerful people devalue your life, but they feel their life matter. Politicians feel their life is important, but your life is not important. My life is not important. And it must stop. It is preventable. We do not have to live this way, America. And if we are willing to come together and unite, because the top 1% unites when there is something that they need to have done, the top 1% gets together and make it happen. And here we are, 99% can't come together to get a law passed to stop people from having guns where they walk in and slaughter people by the dozens. What are we waiting for? Our lives are being devalued every day across America by corrupt politicians and corrupt CEOs. And we can change it. It's called registering to vote. It's called voting. Just the other day, in Alabama, there are 10 counties that has 75% blacks. 10 of those counties, they got rid of the Department of Public Safety, meaning the black people in those counties will have to go to other counties to try and get picture ID so that they can vote. What are the odds? You close down driver's license bureaus in eight counties, and you tell people find a place to get your picture ID, and we only take picture ID from a Department of Public Safety. And so what does that mean? You don't get the right to vote. And what does that mean when Americans don't get the right to vote? That means that corrupt politicians keep those seats until they get ready to retire, until CEOs get through paying them under table dirty money. They are scum, and scum is running America. And most of America is not scum. Most of America are good, decent, hardworking people. A healthy America has 160 million people who go out and work every day when we are healthy. But we don't have those jobs because corrupt politicians, mainly Republicans, and corrupt CEOs are doing everything that they can to take out of the hands of Americans money. They want Americans to work for nothing. They're not interested in jobs for Americans. They're not interested in support services for America. They're not interested in education for America. They're not interested in need-based opportunities for America. We got to get involved politically if you want a life for your children, starting with making a better life for yourself. Because if you don't make a better life for your children, you're cutting your children off right then. I'm B. Sayers. You got a job to do.